The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress-up?
Dress-up?
You said you wanted to play dress-up, don't you? Come on, Elmo, don't you want to play? Elmo!
Live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl who recently posted a picture of her freshly fucked, menstruating pussy, held open by six clothespins. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, 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 and happy Monday evening, everybody out there in listening land. I am your host, Miss Kinky Katie, with me working this magic behind the board, pushing out my buttons, Mr. SC. How you doing this evening, my dear?
Doing good. It works better when I turn it on.
Yeah.
It does. You heard me, but they didn't hear me. Now they hear me. What's up?
What up, bitches? Ah, it has been a interesting past couple days, to say the least.
Has it now?
Oh, I would say so. Friday. Man, I'm just going to jump right into it. Actually, no. If you want to get in the conversation, you can call us at 941-421-0401. You can Skype in at Raz Radio 1. That's R-A-S, not R-A-Z. And we're coming to you from RazRadioLive.com and viewing live via YouTube from KinkyKatieRadio.com. I think I kind of got it all out there, right?
I think so.
Yeah, and if you want to follow me on Twitter, at KinkyKatieRadio. You see a trend? I do. Making sure you all do out there, too. Okay, Friday. Ooh, Friday I had my co-host from my afternoon show, Sex Talk with a Dirty Girl, on Radio IO, Bubba One. And my little co-host, Kitty, she is a petite little girl. And she's the one that is deathly afraid of the vaginal stretching. And she wanted to take Sir William of Fair Villa Megastore, the Great American Challenge, up the ass. And she did. Wow, she did. And we have it all on tape.
Well, at least part of it. You know, obviously you're not going to get a hold, but she got, you know, something.
She got almost the entire head in, and that's the most anyone has ever done in their puss. And she went up her ass.
That we know.
Well, yeah, that we know. I mean, I've seen videos of fucking girls taking three times the size of that up their fucking snatch, and I have no idea how they do it. And then there's also guys who can take that, like, no problem. Like, it's just, whoop, you know.
Right up the butt.
Yeah, right up the ass. I mean, just down to the balls like it's nothing. Like a stripper on a greased pole. So, but I commend her for it. But if you are already at KinkyKaterRadio.com, you can check out the uncensored version of the video. But it's still not safe for work, but the censored version is on YouTube, the Kinky Katie Radio channel. So check that out if you want to watch.
She was a squealer.
She was a squealer, and it's kind of funny because some parts were... We're just carrying on the conversation over her, and she's just, as she's getting this giant, her mancade is taking this gigantic dildo and trying to cram it up her butt, and it's all lubed up, and she's just trying to run away on the floor, and she's squealing. We're just like, la-da-da-da-da, so yeah, oh, ha-ha-ha, just talking, and you can hear in the background, it's like, oh, You know, and I didn't even realize how kind of sick and twisted that was until after I watched it and I listened to it. Because even when I listened to it, I was like, oh, that's not that bad. But then when I watched it, listened to it, I was like, oh, man. I'm evil.
No, that's not evil.
Well, you know, I was kind of doing a radio show. I had someone have to talk. Kind of feel bad if people just heard 20 minutes of all dolphins all the time.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that dolphin tail tooth thing. But in the intro was something a little interesting, talking about the picture of my freshly fucked bloody snatch being pulled apart while held open by 6 clothespins.
Yeah, I can't believe you took that.
And it was photographed.
That was pretty bad.
A couple times. Hey, guess what? Here they are. This is one strand. This is the other. Notice how there's stains on the grabby tips.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's...
Let me see if I can get a close-up on it. Hang on. It's a little rough. Go to your left. There you go. Ew.
Yeah, that's coming blood in there. Hmm. Nothing but the best for my fans. And this is actually going to Shane Grossman. He is the runner and the creator of The Grossness on Facebook. They are uber big fans of mine, and I love them all very, very much. So if you can actually find this picture somewhere, you guys who know already know where it is. It's not, you can't do that. I already know that. But that's kind of like a little Easter egg hunt for you. But Shane, those pins are coming to you. Now they do have written on them, Kinky Katie loves the grossness. And yeah, and then also snitches get stitches, because someone has been reporting pictures on Facebook being a prude, stuck up little twat. And I figured do a little something to... share the love. And it's, I mean, it's a nasty shot too. Even when I saw it, I was like, ugh. It was not a pretty pussy shot. Not to mention there's cum and just blood coming out. And it wasn't comfortable either. I have to say, it hurt.
You mean having 6 clothespin on your labia? You didn't like that at all?
Yeah, no, especially after sex and I'm on my period.
I didn't even tear them off.
Yeah, thank nice. God for that. I begged for you not to do that, because I saw the glimmer in your eye. It's like, well, there's too much lube. It's just going to slip off anyway, you know?
I'm telling you.
I still have a mark on my boob, because I did it to my tit the other... You were sitting right there. I checked it out. I tried it. Like, pulled it off.
Should have pulled it.
No.
Yeah, I should have pulled it.
No, if you would have pulled it, then I probably wouldn't have been talking to you right now.
Yes, you would. You get over it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's just not nice.
No, it's not.
So I didn't.
Yeah.
I obliged your wishes there.
Yes, you did, and I appreciate that.
Consent.
That's right. It was consensual consent. We had a conscious consensualing.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I don't know, unconscious. Anyway, guys, I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm heading out down to the Fort Lauderdale Coral Springs area. I'm going to be visiting the parents doing the in-between the holiday thing, so I kind of avoid the holidays, if that makes any sense, because it sure does in my household. Yeah, what else?
I think that's all you had to say. I'm sure there's a dead body story in there.
There's actually not. There's no dead bodies tonight.
No baby rape?
No baby rape at all.
You sure?
I'm positive.
You're slipping.
There are lightsaber dildos that are out now that are pretty cool.
Cool.
I think they're really neat. The dildo is like kind of like a clear jelly on top, and it's got the lightsaber handle, and it glows in either red or blue on the inside of the dildo.
Now, does it cut?
No, it doesn't.
Like a lightsaber?
Cut.
We said like a lightsaber.
Because it looks like a lightsaber.
It's not actually a lightsaber.
Really?
It'd be way cooler if it was a lightsaber, what?
Well, of course it would, but really?
I don't know. Technology just gets faster and faster every day. You blink, it's doubled, so.
Have you seen one?
Seen what one?
A lightsaber.
Sure, I've seen some that were pretty lightsabery.
Did it work?
It didn't cut, no. They're no. working on the cutting
part. All right.
They make noise and look pretty, though.
No, of course they make noise.
Does this one make noise? Does this one make noise, or does it just look lightsabery?
I think it might make noise.
Can you fuck it like a fleshlight?
Yes. Oh, no.
It's not just a female only.
Well, no. Guys can stick it up their butt.
That's what it goes into.
Oh, I wonder if you shoved it in your ass, it would make your balls glow. Rudolph the red bald.
I don't think so.
Twinkie poo.
Somehow I'm thinking it's not going to be bright enough.
You never know. You could put one of these fucking halogen goddamn things in.
You're the one who bought them.
Whatever. That's what the guy told me to get. What do you want me to do? I trust a man that works for fucking bulbs and batteries. That's all they fucking sell. Why? How could I not trust the guy?
They work.
Although I did go to get that one bulb for the kitten. That little thing she likes to watch. And they don't have it. They even looked it up online and they don't have it. They can't find it. So apparently I have a bulb that you can't get anywhere. Like it doesn't make it anymore.
For some reason, I'm like yearning for a dead baby story now.
I fucking hate you sometimes. Not even kidding. You'll fucking miss me. All right. So how long do you think it takes to fuck 10,000 guys?
Oh, me or a girl?
You. Yeah. How long would it take you to fuck 10,000 guys?
Long fucking time.
I would think so.
I don't
so.
Think I have enough life left. A girl? Oh, God. She could peel off at least, I don't know, 5 a day. So, you know, 300 days a year, 200, you know, she's got to be able to do it 10 years.
Well, this chick, Gwyneth Montenegro. Sorry, I went all newscaster on you.
Any relation to Alexander Claudius Montenegro?
Maybe.
Huh.
Don't talk about my sister.
Oh, boy. So what's going on with her?
What are you doing? Hey, well, she's the author of 10,000 Men and Counting, and it's about her sexcapades when she was working as an escort. That's when she was. I mean, right now, her number's at 10,091, and that's of the last count, but it's still increasing. So it said... the timeline kind of goes on how long it would take each man to thrust to completion. It says, according to WebMD, you've got cancer. No, everything has fucking cancer, WebMD. But it lists that the average time for men that it takes for them to complete is 5.4 minutes. Okay. But it says the range goes between 1 minute and 20 minutes. But so the average is 5.4.
So how long has she been doing that again? 10,000 something, 11,000? Did we get a... No.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. I jumped to the end, didn't I?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to get things...
Set it on up.
Anyway, but less than 2 minutes is considered premature ejaculation.
Okay.
Did you know that?
Sure.
Of course you didn't. All right, well, they're not taking into the counts of foreplay. Do-do-do-do-do. It said it would take her over...
Nothing.
It would take her over 27 years.
27 years, really?
Mm-hmm. Over 27 years.
Huh.
And it said, but if she was working as the, if she was drug fueled while she was working as an escort, it would only take 12. Which I don't know why they would say that.
She could stay up all night.
I guess so, or just whatever. I don't even know. But,
Anyway. 27 years, apparently.
All right, so people wouldn't recommend it, and they said it's anatomically impossible. Your vag would break. It's just science.
Bullshit.
I don't believe that.
Bullshit.
I mean, I'm not working on that one, but whatever.
We've seen Vikings. We know it could be way worse.
Oh, God. Good God. Ever wonder what it would take to melt a plastic figurine of a brony? Of a little My Little Pony.
With what?
Well, I'm just saying, how long do you think it would melt? Just with anything, really.
I don't know. If I suspend it in something cool, it won't melt. It depends on what I put it in. What are you talking about?
Plus, see, I like just watching your face and when you get this way. You're like... It's nice. I enjoy it. Anyway, this guy has been collecting cum in a jar. For like 8 months. And he put a plastic figurine.
His own or somebody else's?
His own. And he took this little plastic figurine of one of the My Little Ponies and put it in it. Well, he had set it next to the... He called it... oh gosh, what was it called? The Pony Cum Jar Project. So he had put it in there. It kind of... Oh, he left it too close to the radiator. and the heat from the radiator eventually caramelized the glucose in the cum, and it boiled and melted this My Little Pony doll.
I didn't realize cum was so caustic.
Apparently it is, but, ugh. He said, you know, for quite some time now, the Pony Cum Jar project has been going down in the shadows, with at least one anonymous man collecting all of his cum in a jar containing a Rainbow Dash toy. You made Rainbow Dash. You made Frank a Rainbow Dash.
I did. He's Rainbow Dashy. I don't know what that means, but he looks Rainbow Dashy.
Anyway, but the man was horrified to find that the jar, which had been stored too close to the radiator, had eventually caramelized his cum, resulting in a stench that was reportedly too unbearable to continue the project.
So I'm just guessing here, the why doesn't get answered. Like, we don't have a why, do we?
No, he just wanted to.
Just felt like it, and then he felt like sharing it, or was it accidental, or was he going to share the perv before, or did and then he melted, and it was just way too cool to keep to himself, or what?
Well, I don't know. It was an art project that he started, so I would assume he was filming it or something. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, these performance art shit, so he'd probably do something.
The performance part would be making the jar.
Well, maybe he was filming it. Maybe not, because there was pictures of it soaking in it.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
It's not pretty.
I just don't, you know, there's something about a large quantity of jizz that just doesn't, it's unsettling. Really, it's unsettling.
Yeah, because I showed you, if you want to see some really fucked up, I'll tweet out the link later, but it's called, I think, like sickmilkshakes.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. There was a speculum or anal dilator in this chick's ass, and it was stretched out pretty far, and they were pouring like a pitcher full of jizz in her butt.
I don't know why, but there's just something about like a quart.
A quart low.
God.
Yeah, that kind of grosses me out too. The bukkake stuff, I can't do it.
Good, that's okay. I'm not going to ask you to do it either. I really don't want to see you do it.
Oh, God, no. Either. I don't even care. You could ask me till you're blue in the goddamn face. I still would never do it.
Okay, good.
Now, the one that just sticks out with me, the one that sticks out, I swear it's tattooed in my brain and it'll never go away. It was this woman. It was kind of like a, you know, like a retro porn. But this woman, fucking, there's like these 7-8 guys, and they all come in. They take off her shoe. She's wearing this like red high heel, and they all jerk off of the shoe, and then they all fucking come in her shoe, and all of it's like a lot. She picks it up to her mouth, and the camera angle is like right at it, and then and they have another one, like, right on top. She picks it up to her mouth, and she tilts the heel. She puts it to her lip. And she just starts to pour it down, and it glums. It's just like...
Hold it back. I'm going to have to turn your mic off. If you don't control yourself, I'm gonna have to turn your mic. I'm going to be forced to. Okay, so... So
yeah,
anyway.
We'll never be. I'm never going to be doing bukkake.
Yeah, good.
No,
good.
I can't. That's look at it.
That's a good marital advice for you, really.
Well, if you're not into it, then that's awesome. But if you really were into it, then I'd say, well, you're fucking shit out of luck.
Yeah, I'm
sorry, you're gonna have to go find Patty the daytime hooker or the next door neighbor. And no.
No, not so much. No.
No.
Uh-uh.
We were kind of touching on the whole peeing thing on Friday, too.
Were we touching on it?
Well, you weren't on Friday.
Yeah, no.
I was touching on...
Okay. So you were touching on peeing?
I was touching your stream. You didn't see me?
No.
I was down there like...
No, you were not.
I had a guy do that at a club once. It wasn't the one that wanted me to pee on his face. This is a different story. I was at one of the fetish parties. Anyway, this guy kind of followed me into the bathroom, and I really didn't care at that point because I had
Copa.
To pee. Was it at the Copa?
It's at the Copa, yeah.
No. This is another one. This one I think was at Cheetah.
Okay. Whatever.
Anyway. So, oh, fuck. I had to pee really bad, but he wanted to watch. So I took my underwear off and I sat down to pee, and he just shoved his hand like down into the toilet to like have me piss on his hand, like have it just run all over his hand. At first I was like, fucking what the fuck? But I was really drunk, so I was like, whatever. And then that's all he wanted. And he gave me toilet paper. He didn't touch me, nothing. And then left, said thank you. It was the weirdest thing. I've never had someone just kind of follow me in, say hello, and then just want to feel my pee.
Yeah, no, that was pretty strange watching the party.
Yeah.
The water sports party they had. It was different than I thought. Completely.
Yeah, it was a lot different than what I thought, too.
I don't know what I thought. I thought there'd be more nudity involved and less, like, just peeing on somebody's leg while they're just kind of hanging out in their jeans. And they kind of liked the fact, they seemed to really like the fact of seeing the wet spot. Like, that was,
yeah,
that was, like, part of the gig, you know?
Like, your territory's marked.
Yeah.
You can see it, that it's marked.
Yeah.
See, in my head, I thought it was going to be, you know, co-ed, and there was going to be a lot of nudity and people just in like plastic sheets all over. I wasn't thinking of the whole gay thing.
Well, you know, I think there are a lot more gay men, like as far as people into water sports that we've met, a lot of the people that we've met that are into it, we're gay.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm kind of like thinking back. I'm like, yeah, well, yeah.
We've met straight people that were into it too,
but not many.
No, not many.
Not as many compared to the gay guys that we know that are into it.
Yeah, we've met several. So I like I said, I completely thought it'd be a different thing. More nudity. And it was really almost about not being naked, kind of a thing. And maybe,
yeah,
I mean, it really was.
I mean, a lot of the time, I mean, some of them would stand there with their dicks out, but.
Yeah.
That's, you know, whatever.
Normal pervy.
Yeah.
You kind of expect that.
Well, yeah.
Especially if you're already at the water sports party, you know.
And most of them look to be like Leathermen.
Yeah. Yeah. They were into it.
It almost kind of looked. And what the fuck is up with now? Like, mustaches have become, creepy mustaches have made a comeback. Not just in the gay world, but in, you know, in fucking like guys.
Okay, what exactly is your example of a non-creepy mustache? Like, what the fuck does a non-creepy... They all look fucking creepy. I don't know what to tell you. What?
Tom Selleck does not have a creepy mustache.
What are you talking about?
And what's his nuts?
Burly.
Yeah, the comedian that's like really serious. He's on Parks and Rec. He's, you know, he's known for this fucking mustache.
You like the big burly ones? You think are acceptable?
Yeah.
If it's not big and burly, don't fucking do it, or you look like a
pedophile. Look like a fucking pedophile. You look like a weirdo. And well, unless it's you've got the little curly edges, you know, you're like, well, like ha ha.
You know where it might be true that all pedophiles have mustaches. Not all people with mustaches are pedophiles.
Yeah, I know that.
So you know.
Yeah, I got that. It's all right. I don't care. I can think whatever the fuck I want to. You want to know why? Because it's
Katie's World.
There you go.
Mm.
And you all are just in it. Like it or not. Ooh, I caught a really big bug the other day with my with my zapper, and I got it to smoke.
Yeah, so remember that if she's chasing you around somewhere with it.
Smelled really bad, too.
It may have
bug juice on it.
Ew.
Smack your nuts with beetle decay.
Ew.
And you'll love it.
It wasn't a beetle.
You'll love it.
No, so what else you got? What's going on there?
All right. Well, what we have, we have a little bit of sex tech.
Sex tech.
Sex tech. Yeah, we have a couple of little vibrators that I had never heard of before.
What?
And I'd never seen.
What?
Yeah. I mean, they had a bunch that they were talking about, but I know about all those anyway, and I've already talked about them. But this thing, it's called the Pulse, and it looks like a Darth Vader helmet, and it's a guybrator. It's like a head stimulator. You put it just on the head.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now they make other ones like that, but this one looks to be a lot smaller. They have one, I believe, Fun Factory makes it. Swear to God, it looks like a car in Tron. It is. It's white, and it's got like the cylinder in the front, which is white, and then it's got this like black, whatever thing, and then you stick your cock in one end and you just move your finger across this like this little board, and that's what makes you can speed it up or slow it down, and it all does is vibrate. You can get like an inch and a half to 2 inches in it, and that's it.
Hmm.
I know. I kind of figure what's the point, but apparently there's something to that though. What it is, this thing is it helps men with spinal injuries. It helps them come. And so they can impregnate their partners. That's what it was medically made for. But the oscillations applied to the specific part, which is the on your head, it helps to, at high amplitude oscillations rather than the low. It's a much bassier vibration, the kind of shit that I like. It says a bit of a motorboat instead of something high pitched. So I like that shit, but I don't have a cock, so it wouldn't matter. But, It's to stimulate the frenum, which is the front of your cock, your really sensitive area.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, I know you like a lot of attention on your head.
Yeah.
So, I mean, probably something like this you might like. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, fuck, I could take my body wand to the bottom of my chin and just stick my mouth on your head and probably do the same thing. Plus, it'd be more fun.
Yeah. I have more of a chance of using that, really.
Yeah. An easy cleanup. Ta-da. This is another thing by Tanga. This is called the VR Tanga. Said it's more of a hack than a product, but it combines the Japanese version of a fleshlight, well, the Tanga, and also it's attached to a controller called the Novant Falcon and an Oculus Rift handset. It's also loaded with manga porn animations already.
Yeah, so they're taking that Oculus that fucking thing people put on and get sick because they think it's
It's and they're putting it with porn.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you knew that was gonna happen.
Well, of course. I'm just surprised it didn't happen. It probably happened a lot sooner than this, but they just didn't talk about it very much, maybe. There's some really weird, creepy robotic sex stuff out there now. Like they have this robotic stripper that I saw a little video of.
I saw it
fucking
too.
Creepy.
It was pretty creepy, yeah.
It's got like this weird jackal face, reminds me of the things from Labyrinth that can take their heads off.
Yeah, but you know, the creepiness was, I don't know, I kind of dug the creepiness. I put a dollar in a G-string.
Yeah, you'd probably have sex with it too.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No?
No, not so much.
God, if you ever brought anything home like that.
That was a weird looking robot, yeah, too. It wasn't like,
if it was sexy, know. Okay.
Yeah.
But that thing is fucking scary.
It
That'd
was
be
scary.
Yeah, I would have to call it Annabelle.
Yeah. Man, why?
Well, I don't know. That movie that just came There's out with the doll, Annabelle. Yeah. I know you don't pay attention to jack shit ever.
I don't.
You could be looking at something, staring at it,
yeah,
and have no idea.
Did it have boobs on it?
Just, yeah, no.
See?
Wouldn't matter.
That's why.
This thing is pretty cool, and it's called the Wake Up Vibe. It's a multitasking vibrator that also has an alarm clock and a pleasure producer. Ha ha ha. In order for it to work, you need to be awkwardly asleep with this device pressed up against your nethers. And the toy promises to start the day with good vibrations.
Nice.
So I thought that was funny. I don't know. I would totally sleep with a vibrator on. I mean, fuck, I've fallen asleep with a bullet nestled in my lips.
No, I'm not falling asleep with a machine attached to my cock.
Well, no, that's not. Well, I don't think that you'd.
No, I bet. But if it were me, I would not. If they had something you strapped on your cock, fell asleep, and then it woke, there's no way I wouldn't do it.
I know you wouldn't, because I've tried to wake you up before with morning head, and I've been swatted hard.
Yes, and then let alone something that's vibrating.
Dude, you get startled easy.
And the worst part really would be the thought of like rolling over on it and like somehow injuring myself with the thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Pinched a nut.
Or because this thing is attached, like, and I have not slept with it. No, no, no fucking way. No way, not having it. Wouldn't do it. I like my cock.
Do you?
Well, I like it attached.
I kind of like it too.
See?
No.
See? Then let's not attach that fucking thing to it.
Kind of dig it. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about hitting your fucking pussy with freaking laser beams.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
December 24th, 4:30 p.m., Christmas Eve. A time for joyous celebration. A time for gift-giving, for peace and love. A time for murder. It was the Christmas that made everyone cry. Except for maybe the Jews. But when the evidence pointed to murder, the question on everyone's mind became, who killed Christmas? Perhaps no one can shed light on this mystery more than Martha Claus, the victim's wife of 43 years.
We stayed together mostly due to licensing issues. My daddy would have gotten any sponsorship deals if he were a divorced single man living with a bunch of elves. They'd think he was gay.
Crushed by grief, the Widow Claus has kept a low profile since the murder. But not all was warmth and love at the North Pole. Deep inside Santa's fabled workshop, discontent had begun to spread among the androgynous elven workforce.
It was all about the coke, man. Santa had us elves hide the blow in the crappy wooden toys. Then he'd make the drop. And the sale was complete. He tried using some different ways to sneak the product in. You ever see a Yeti with a dozen condoms of coke burst in his belly? It's a bad scene, man.
Were the allegations true? Santa Claus, an international drug peddler?
Drugs? Yeah, that wasn't no secret. But I'll tell you what the fat man's real problem was when some of the shipments started turning up a little late. You follow me? Somebody started having a little private party. You know what I'm saying? I think you do. As for who? Well, you ever wonder how his nose got so red?
Punishment was swift for anyone who dared cross the moss.
Happy birthday!
For anyone caught being naughty at the North Pole.
Happy birthday!
Who killed Santa Claus? A neglected housewife? Colombian drug runners? Some retard snowman? We may never know who killed Santa Claus, but whoever did is still out there, watching, waiting. Who's next? The Easter Bunny? Cupid? That Lucky Charm cereal guy? Who's to say? But when it does happen, Unsolved Case Files will be there to make a buck. Next time on Unsolved Case Files, the Taco Bell Chihuahua's castration, simple neutering, or hate crime.
Yo quiero mi nuts.
And now, on with the show.
Come now. Surely we can be friends. I know so much about you. I love you. Look at everything I've done for you. You'd be nothing without me. Why don't you answer me? I bet you're busy talking to some fucking slut. Fucking skank. Is she hotter than me? Would you fuck me? Are you gay?
This song gets stuck in my head all the time. It's this part. It's like, it brings out my Norwegian side, like my German Swedish side.
Yeah.
It's like,
I don't know where you're getting Norwegian from that, but I'll roll with it.
Whatever. I just
it reminds me of the Lutfisk.
It just makes you want to go more. I don't know. Picture like blondes. ABBA comes to mind. I have no idea why. Seriously, you don't know what like goes around in here. That's why you wonder sometimes on this show things go a little fucking like woohoo. You can keep it rolling. It goes a little crazy because things are everywhere.
Yeah. They're all over the place.
I gotta be quiet.
No, you don't.
I like
you
this
can keep
part.
Talking, do you?
I do. It's creepy.
You blocked me on Facebook. And now you're going to die.
Okay. So not only you guys watching there are going to watch the video later are going to see the absolute ridiculousness that I am.
Just another reason to go to YouTube and check out the damn video.
That's right. So you can make fun of me if you want to. Okay. All right. So hitting vagins with freaking laser beams.
Freaking laser beams.
I wonder if it's done by a shark. Son's head.
Okay.
I know. I went too far with that.
Yeah, you did.
I don't fucking care.
It's funny for a second.
Whatever. I take things too far.
I noticed.
Well, this is for women that have vaginitis or vaginal atrophy, and sex is incredibly painful.
Oh, so we we've met people that have had.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. This is serious, actually. I know I'm going serious. Well, the FDA has approved this new procedure that will help with this condition, and it consists of firing tiny lasers at your puss.
Ah.
Yeah. Look at that. So, well, what it is, it's caused by lack of estrogen that makes your lining dry, you get thinning down there, inflammation, it's really bad for your twat.
Lack of estrogen. Estrogen. According to Sean Raz, you can just drink out of plastic bottles.
Oh, well, then I'll be good.
Yeah.
You know.
You're not going to have vaginitis. You'll be okay.
Maybe I'll just start chewing on the plastic when I'm bored. You know.
Yeah, like a Tic Tac.
Yeah. You know, some people have the toothpicks.
Ah.
I'll just chew on plastic. What about tinfoil? I'll just chew on a ball of tinfoil. I don't know why that bothers people. Like, it some people are like, why?
Because I've had tinfoil in my mouth.
Okay, what does it do to you?
I can immediately imagine tinfoil in my mouth.
Okay, I don't see what the big deal about this.
God.
Well, whatever. It says that now with the when the laser, it's going to help them get their groove back. It's called the Mona Lisa Touch, and it's an Italian-built machine, which it helps to stimulate the collagen in a similar way how plastic surgeons put collagen in your face.
Mm.
So, yeah.
And you can't tell whether it's smiling or not either when they're done. Or it just looks at you when you walk across the room.
He looks like lizard lips.
Yes. Yeah. No matter where you're at, it's watching you.
All the time. You're funny. Well, it says the procedure consists of 3 3-minute laserings, each 6 weeks apart. No anesthesia or preoperative painkiller is needed. So they're saying this shit doesn't hurt. Each treatment requires a woman to assume the position customary for a pelvic exam, and the doctor then shoves the laser up into the puss. And then because of the tiny size, that there's no risk of a burn.
Hmm.
But you can also use it as a facial treatment, that says. So, shove it in your crotch and then put it on your face. Not ass to mouth. I see you starting to look over at me like, oh, you ding. I was like, no.
Well, no, but maybe there's like analitis, you know, and we can shove that thing up your ass and fire it off for a little while. And, you know, could be a happy fun trail.
A happy fun trail,
sure.
Huh?
Why not?
Right.
Well.
Were you like creating another quickie now? With the awkward pause? No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, whatever. But he says you're not allowed to have sex for 48 hours afterwards. And it's going to cost you $1,500 for 3 treatments. And insurance is not going to cover it. So.
Really?
Yep. Insurance will not cover,
you know,
a sad.
It's experimental.
Sad vagina.
you know why they won't? Because nobody really cares whether a woman has pain when they fuck or not.
You're a dick.
I didn't make up the fucking rules. Don't act like I did.
What
it.
Rules?
If you had a painful vag, I would completely pay for you to have the laser shoved up there. Completely.
You just said you didn't care.
Care about? No, I said that is why the insurance companies won't pay for it because they don't.
Oh, okay.
Care. They
I
don't
thought
care.
You were talking
well,
about
of course,
cause,
if I was
who cares?
Company, I'd pay for it, sure.
Good save. Good save.
It wasn't a save, I'm telling you. Really, kind of.
Alright, well, I don't think I'm going to be watching any frigging porn out of the UK anymore. because they're taking all the fun out of it. Like, everything I kind of like to see, they don't fucking say. But since for some reason the UK has just banned a handful of sex acts from porn videos made over in the UK, but they're mostly BDSM related. This in the Audiovisual Media Services Regulation 2014, an amendment of the 2003 Communications Act, all video on demand must conform to a new set of standards and must not contain any specially restricted or R18 material unless they make damn sure absolutely no one under 18 can see or hear it or contain any material that might impair the physical, mental, or moral development of a person under the age of 18. Please think of the children. Okay. That means the Bishop of Pornography producers will no longer be able to offer content online that could be bought in a sex shop. All right. This is the fucking shit that's on this that they can't have anymore. Spanking, caning, aggressive whipping, penetration by an object associated with violence, physical or verbal abuse, regardless if it's consensual, urolingua, known as water sports, female ejaculation, strangulation, face sitting, and fisting. Are you fucking serious?
And yeah, it's kind of surprising to me because from everything I've read or seen, you know, England has a pretty big fetish community.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that are into it. Maybe that's why. Maybe they've been going run wild. I don't see how.
I mean, and there are some really spectacular latex clothes makers over there.
You actually have a lot of fans over there, too.
I do.
So if anybody's,
hi, Andy.
If anybody's listening that lives over there, give us a call. Because I don't get it. I don't get it. What's going on over there that they want to ban this shit? What happened? Did like a fetish person go into a mall and blow it up? Like go into a school and shoot it up? What happened? What's going
well,
on?
maybe the new little prince who was born, maybe he saw mommy and daddy doing some things that they weren't supposed to be doing that were a little cheeky. So like, oh no, we must save his eyes. Ban it all.
No, they'd be completely down.
Kidding.
They'd be completely down.
Have you seen Kate?
She's a hot
little duchess. My God, she's really pretty. Anywho, but it says that this is the Preserve the Innocent Crusade. Preserve the Innocence.
The non-BDSM?
Yeah, sorry.
Well, because, I mean, I don't know. They must have a problem with people in public doing things that aren't exactly sex, maybe.
But this
isn't in
public, though. They're talking about it only on video.
Yeah, only on
video.
Yeah,
only
know.
On video made in the UK. I don't understand why.
I thought we were like the kings of like just censoring sex. I thought we lived in the land of fucking
censorship,
sex censorship, and woman hate.
That's pretty much.
Well, not complete woman hate, but
woman
sexuality hate at least.
But definitely nudity.
Wow.
Nudity is a big thing. I mean, fuck, you try to go topless on any beach except for like 5 in Florida and you get your ass in jail for indecent exposure. But
you can in New York City now, which is nice.
You can?
Yes, on the streets of New York City. It's been like a movement. A lot of women are coming out and saying it's sexist because a woman's nipple you can't show, but a man's nipple you can't kind of a thing.
Demi Moore, Bruce Willis' daughter, did it, but
yes.
I didn't know. I haven't seen anything
it's
about
like a
it.
New York Loved model it. Movement. You know, a lot of them are walking around town topless or nipples exposed, shit like that.
Okay. So now there's the whole movement where women want to be topless, and then you're going to have the woman walking around the whole catcalling bullshit. All right, now what if you have a fucking topless chick strutting her stuff, bouncing down, and she gets catcalled? Oh my God, you're being sexist, bitch. Your fucking titties are hanging out. If you were you're on the street, people might think you're a hooker. I don't care about this whole equality crap. You know, men can take this shit off men. Fucking make up your mind. Do you want guys to fucking catcall you or not? Do you want them to look at you in a sexual way or not? Guess what? Hate to say it, but in this society, fucking titties are sexual. Hello? I don't get it. Girls, women, ladies, females. What the fuck is wrong with most of you? Maybe not wrong, but that's probably not the right choice of words. But just something is going on with you guys. I don't know if it's a hormonal thing or what, because I do some fucked up shit when I'm all hormonal and I say weird things and have weird goals, but whatever. This is just odd.
I'm just waiting for you to get done. I didn't want to stop you mid-sentence. You might hit me.
No, I'm actually in a good mood.
Good.
Believe it or not.
Good.
I don't care. If I fucking whip my titties out, I expect someone to say something about it. And if they don't, then I think there's something wrong.
I think the whole idea is that you know, we sexualize nipples for whatever reason. Like, we don't even know why they're sexual, because they're not really sexual, but we all think they are. And it's some
feeding
kind of a,
tubes.
Well, whatever it is, it's just, it's our, how,
yeah,
I don't know where the fuck it came from, but Victorian times, I guess.
Well, yeah, whatever, but still.
Let the nipples free.
Yeah, I don't see why there's a big fucking problem.
Well, I mean, you have kids wandering around. You have to at some point have to have a conversation with children
that's the thing.
Nipples aren't necessarily sexual. They're just
a part,
I guess. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Guess what? Well, you can walk now, so you have to put your top on. But a couple months ago, you were feeding from that. So you can't look at it now because now you recognize what it is. Yeah. That's just stupid.
Yeah.
It's dumb. And I mean, all the other fucking countries, no one gives a shit because it's just, it's natural. It's been around. No other, oh my God, she's got her tits out. It's just like nothing. Like, oh, it's, she's wearing a blouse. I mean, who the fuck cares?
Then, you know, the next sentence in some of those countries is, you know, you took your wife in the back and beat her up too. I mean, that's the odd thing. Somehow more liberated and then in other ways, like still doing caveman shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not over there. All right, so there was another thing that we had watched. I don't know if you were asleep or not. You might have been, but this was kind of on the same program as where we saw the pissing party. This guy likes to have bugs and insects on his junk. Like, that's one of his fetishes.
I can almost see it kind of in a way, because it's an odd sensation, you know, if nothing's biting you really.
Well, no, here's the thing, because his fetish is called formicophilia, and it means he loves to have bugs crawl on him, slithering around his nipples and his cock. All right, well, cock and balls. He describes it as something very sensual, and he said he's a very sensual type of guy, and insects just add to it. He said, not ones that could fly, because he can't imagine forcing them to stay down.
I don't want to force you. Be free. Fly. Fly, fly.
Yeah.
Fly, little fly. I don't want you to walk.
I mean, it's for many people, it's a sensation thing that they're drawn to. Insects that tickle, stroke, or slither can feel very pleasurable in their erogenous zones. You know, those that find, you know, that are into pain, the ones that bite and sting are more of a turn on for them.
Yeah, I mean, I can see the slithery, tickly kind of action going on. If it, you know, but things that bite, I don't want to lose my cock. I like my cock, and it attached, and I don't want it getting swollen. And
well, it's not going to eat. Well, it probably gets swollen with the bite marks. But the guy had there was a man putting stuff on him at different times. But he said one of his favorites was the hissing cockroach, which is a big fucking cockroach that they stuck on his dick. And he's like, yee!
I like
he's
him
giggling.
Vocal.
And then.
Talk dirty to me, baby. Talk dirty.
Oh, you're weaving that thorax just for me, baby, aren't you? Oh, you're such a tease. Just got that abdomen waxed. But he said his absolute favorite were the mealworms. They put live a big like cupful of live mealworms on his dick and balls, and he said they were all crawling down in every crevice, and they were biting him. That every single one of them were biting him, and it felt like little pinpricks all over his cock and balls.
Yeah, no, I can just imagine having a bad reaction and my cock turning into that. You know,
ooh.
And I I'd be a little afraid of that, but like
I'd be a lot of afraid of that.
Completely harmless inside. Yeah, I could almost see doing it because it'd be tickly anyway.
I got tied down at a friend's house, and I was topless, and he put his fucking, he had this, this python named Kahlua. He put him on my chest, and at that time, I was, well, I still am afraid of snakes, but then it was pretty, it was worse, but he put the snake on me and left. Left me for over an hour. I was crying at that point. I was so scared because it started to go to my crotch. It was going around. I was freaked the fuck out. And I was a big girl then, too. So there's plenty of places that he could go. And I didn't want him to. It was not fun.
He could crawl up, up underneath the crevice and just camp the fuck out.
Like a fucking rattlesnake under a ledge in my back. Well, probably could have camped down the cave of a belly button I used to have.
That, you see, that would have been a much better Discovery Channel special, really. It would have been much better.
Oh, God. Well, they could friggin', they could, with the Discovery Channel, Discovery Health could merge and they could do the Anaconda and my 600-pound life.
The snake could, like, crawl out of, like, some back fat and crawl out and eat the dude in the bionic suit.
Or I could just scare the hell out of the health worker that day. It's Rattlesnake Roundup Day. Ew, we're going to play a game today. Or it's going to be like fucking Ashton Kutcher's going to pop out. You got punked. I know that's still a thing now. I don't care.
Yeah, that was like 10 years ago.
I don't even care. Ago. I don't watch a lot of TV. I'm on the internet all the time and I don't know what's real anymore.
I know. I've noticed.
There's a thing. Speaking of, I don't know what's real. No, actually, I do believe this. There is a manufacturer that is making sex toys, like sex swings and shit for disabled veterans, which I thought was like pretty
special
cool.
Special slings and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, special slings and swings and just pulleys and stuff. I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah, no, it is.
And I think a lot of them he was donating.
Just like custom making them kind of thing. And
yeah.
No, that's good.
I thought that was pretty cool.
That's good.
Oh, I remember I had a guy that I used to talk to all the time over the computer. This is before like Skype and all that shit. He had cerebral palsy and he just wanted to get laid so bad. And I felt bad for him because I just didn't feel right about it, you know? And he said, oh, I just want to eat your pussy. I just want to eat your pussy. And I was like, how is that possible? I mean, at the time, I was a pretty big girl. And I, you know, he couldn't move really much. He's no, you just lay on the bed and put me on the floor. I'm like, no, dude, I can't. I'm not doing that. He's like, oh, please, I'll be fine. I was like, dude, I would not feel right about it. I mean, no.
See, now you could have contacted the Anaconda suit guy and, like, borrowed the suit for the little fucker and, like, put him in that. That way you... He would have been safe. You wouldn't have had to worry. We'll give him, like, a little straw for, like an access, you know? Well, it could have gotten him some ass.
Well,
see,
yeah.
If he would have had the Anaconda suit, you would have been totally down and you would have fucked him.
Probably.
Dude probably wouldn't have died a virgin.
Because I didn't want... He's not dead yet.
You sure?
I hope.
Actually, I don't know if cerebral palsy... I think you can live a long life with that. I don't know that... I think just
isn't that what Stephen Hawking has?
I don't know what he has. Maybe it is. Maybe you don't live. I don't know. There's
Oh, God. I got to find out now. I got to see. He owns his own company. He makes... he designs like gates and stuff for... For people with kids that have cerebral palsy or handicap.
No.
They makes like safety stuff, which is pretty cool, I think. Cool.
Anyway.
Now you got me like worried about it. I feel bad now. Like I want to call him up and be like, I'll give you a handy. It's okay. Don't die. I mean, it's like. I don't know.
You can introduce him to Blind Lawrence. They can be like buddies.
Well, he's not blind.
Well, whatever.
Then we, oh, no.
Yeah, were you thinking evil thoughts?
I was about to suggest something.
Like, dress
and
one of them
up,
don't dress the other one up. That's just mean.
No.
That's mean.
Yeah. I wonder what, you know what? I think we got to get Dave on to be a special guest at some point. Just kind of like a little welcome back. Not welcome back. I mean, he's not coming back. But he was like a guest, you know, like a little reunion.
Yeah, well.
He'd have a reunion.
Call him. Text him. Whatever Dave does. Facebook.
I don't even know what Dave does anymore. It's a little odd. Like, you won't see Dave for a long time, and then you'll see him, like, everywhere. He was being Mr. Cranky Pants the other day, and then he posts a picture, and he's like, great, this is all I need. It's a picture of his rear view, and there's cops in the back. He got pulled over.
Oh.
And I said, oh, what'd you get pulled over? Did they see you fucking flicking them off and screaming, fuck you, pig, like a die with your window rolled up like you do every time you pass by? He's like, no, I was speeding. I'm like, how fast were you going? He was going like 65 and a 45.
Yeah, well, that's New York 65, so I don't know how that translates.
And he didn't have a seatbelt on, but he never wears his seatbelt. But he said he let him go for that.
Anyway, in case... And
see, imagine
you
if you were black, you would have been shot.
In case none of you know who she's talking about, Dave, the former
Sorry.
Co-host,
yeah.
Four-Toed Jones, the toe.
The toe himself, Mr. Four-Toed Jones. Yeah, he used to be... He was my original co-host.
I know why he got pulled over. His sticker's on the back of his car. He's marked.
He's marked.
He's marked.
It's Illuminati.
It's stickers.
They're all after you.
That's right.
They're going to get you.
It is.
Huh. All right, guys. I think I'm ready to get out of here.
What? You can't get out of here yet. You got 5 minutes. You're not going to pull a shifty. I won't let you do it.
But I have nothing else.
You have nothing.
Unless
what are you doing?
You have something.
When is your next Sex Talk show?
My next Sex Talk show? Oh, gosh. We're not going to be live next week, but I am going to have One Night Stand. 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on RazRadioLive.com with your host, Miss Amber, at Amber's Cleavage is her Twitter handle. So come and play with the girls. We almost, there's, we talk, it's kind of like just girl talk with nudity.
I wonder if we could talk her into doing a, because we could do a Google Hangout where we host the Hangout, like, and she just got to, like, log into the Hangout. Maybe we can talk her into it, because she has another computer now, so you could possibly be able to post that on YouTube, because that would be a good YouTube video. If I was watching a YouTube video, if I could watch you and Amber, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Ooh.
Yeah, and she was just having problems doing it before, some kind of technical bullshit, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. But
yeah.
she like, got some other shit, some shit and shit, so, but we could, like, host it.
Well, she's going to hear this. She listens
Eventually.
To the show.
She gets it like a show bomb. It like shows up in the morning sometime or tomorrow.
She
or
listens to it when she
later.
Works out, I think. Or
it's
she's
like 2 in the afternoon where she's at.
Not right now.
No.
No. It's only 3 hours behind. It's like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
It's still pretty early.
It is.
For Amber.
I know.
She does kickball or some shit.
Oh, that's right. She Ma'am. Does have kickball.
Yeah. Oh, and one of the things that I noticed, too, about the video was the amazing ease it was to get a fucking condom on that thing.
Yeah. So you guys out there that's saying fucking condoms are too tight, da, da, da. We fit a regular Magnum.
It was a Magnum.
Yeah, it was a Magnum, but they have Magnum XL. But this was a regular Magnum.
They have a fucking Magnum. For what? For what? So, like, you could tie a knot in it, like. Really?
Yeah, so, but they do have a Magnum XL.
Because
they're probably not any bigger. All of them are the same fucking size. They just do it. They package it that way to make you feel better.
No, they are bigger. The Magnums, they're bigger because I've put them on, and I'm not small, and I put the Magnum on. I'm like, come on. Are you kidding me? Like you just really don't want the snug fit that badly to where you, come on. Dude, that's just fucking ridiculous. I don't know. Who started that shit?
I don't know.
Jay-Z. I don't know.
Why Jay-Z?
I don't know. I think it was him, though.
Probably that kid we met in the bathroom at O'Malley's.
That dude I could see putting a Magnum on. That dude was fucking huge.
He was hung like a horse.
Huge. All I have to say is what I'm in a bar, and I happen to be talking to this guy, little Jamaican dude, like 5'2". And he was small, but he was a little Jamaican guy.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the bathroom taking a piss, and yeah, everybody knows guy code. You don't stare at somebody's cock. But when you walk up and you swear to God the dude is waving a fucking
mag light,
dude. Exactly. He was like, "What the fuck, bro?" And he started laughing because he knew exactly. He knew exactly what I was talking about. He goes, oh yeah, I know.
Yeah,
man,
white man walking in the bathroom and you've got this fucking anaconda between your legs and you have to like stand back 2 feet just to piss so the head of your dick doesn't get wet in the urinal.
It was fucking enormous.
Yeah, I know.
To where literally I walked him out of the bathroom right over to Katie's. You have to fucking see this. You have to fucking see this guy's guy.
This is hysterical because I'm sitting there having a drink talking to some bodybuilder bitch and he's like, he just comes walking this kid over to me. And I'm like, what's going on? And I'm like, we have a play friend? They're like, what's up? And he goes,
no, you can't play with him. Holy Jesus.
You've got to see this kid's dick. And he's like, oh my God, it's fucking enormous. I'm like, okay, honey. I'm like, you come back from the bathroom with a guy telling me how bad I have to see his cock. I'm like, all righty. Well, we go out to the car. And I'm kind of like, dude, I'm on like my second drink here. I don't know what's going on yet. I haven't got my bearings. So we get in the car and I was like, okay, like, I don't know. Did he pimp me out? Like, am I supposed to fucking help you get? I don't know what I'm doing here.
No, you didn't have to get anybody hard.
I didn't.
Dude walked around like that.
I didn't. He just freaking unzipped and thwop. I was like, wow. This fucking dick was huge. There was no way I couldn't have done a damn thing with it. It would have been a waste of cock for me. I wouldn't have been able to fucking suck it unless I brought like 3 friends. I wouldn't have been able to fuck it because most of it wouldn't even get inside. Fuck anal. Forget about that. That's not even a question. And I would need an extra hand to give a hand job. You'd need like fucking like 3. Good God.
So you came in and you guys had to go outside because like this bar was really hip to me and Katie disappearing or guys really hip to like so a guy and a girl we were being watched. There was no way. So anyway, they had to go out to the car to look at his cock. So she comes back in and so we were hanging out that night with this bodybuilder. She's a lesbian. And she, I mean, I think she said she was like 230 at the time, and she was ripped.
She was fucking like Vera Cosa, like, you mess with my breasts, you die like the rest.
And she was a hardcore lesbian and just completely throwing Pet Mac Daddy at you all night. And that's what she was doing. So anyway, you come back in. And you looked at me and you said, you didn't undersell that one bit. That was every bit of come here. You have to see this. This lesbian girl fucking looks at the guy, says, well, let me see it. He kind of fucking just pulls out his pants like that so she can fucking check it out. And dude, hardcore lesbian, like she was ready to arm wrestle me for fucking Katie at that point.
Oh my God.
Looks at this dude, grabs him, goes outside and fucks him just to do it.
Uh-huh. Dude. And it was just like that quick. And there wasn't even that many people in there at the time. So that's why we were under such surveillance. And whoa. I'm glad she did. Because I couldn't. There's no fucking way. There's no way.
Yeah, no. And then he came back and he said like she had no fucking problem with that thing. No problem whatsoever. Blew my mind.
Oh my God. Well, kudos to her. She gets the purple jelly bean.
Oh yeah, and he was telling me she had like thumb size button.
Oh, I'm sure
she
did.
Well, because she was all jacked up on something, man. She was shooting something up to get that fucking big. She was a big boy.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I didn't surprise me that she had a gigantic button.
Nope.
But and I've seen some big buttons. I've seen one that I questioned it.
What do you mean questioned it?
I questioned it.
Was it a cock or what?
Well, in my head, I'm like, oh, I don't know. I mean, it looked like it was a micro penis.
Yeah.
It was. It was a micro penis.
And but you know what? You know what's odd? The bigger buttons,
they're more sensitive.
Yeah, you can just fuck with that thing just a little bit and it's like fucking
you
hanging on to
it. Look at it.
Yeah.
Funny.
Awesome.
A stiff breeze.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate you.
Don't look at me,
bitches.
But
not
I,
you.
I've met a few like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know you have. Jesus I have too, Christ. And I'm jealous. I mean, My button's not minuscule, but I mean, it's not a gigantor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not necessarily that girls that don't have monster buttons don't. But every girl that I've ever seen that had a monster button, like, she could fucking come 10 times easy, like, without trying. Easy.
So jealous of girls like that. I really am. Like, I don't want to be those fucking 100 orgasms an hour, but I mean,
yeah,
bang off like one or two, like two or three kind of quick, like in like 10, 15 minutes. Fuck, I'm just set for the week. Jesus. I don't even know what I'd do. Like, because your whole body. Woo.
I hear you.
I fully think the neighbors are well aware of how much I enjoy myself sometimes. Well, because the other day I was out and I was here, like right in the studio, and I had plugged in my body wand in the kitchen and had it over the top of the bar. And I had the chair that I'm sitting on kind of moved a little further out. And then I had a pillow stacked up and then I had a toy in. So I was straddling. It's kind of, I like the whole, not weightlessness, but like my feet hanging gravity kind of thing.
Well, plus you're putting all your body weight on whatever you're sitting on, whatever you're grinding on.
Yeah.
You can get like full maximum.
Uh-huh.
Like if you could strap like a weight vest to you, that'd be like have something that compressed you into it.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I just had an idea.
Yeah.
Roller coaster fun. You know how that goes? Clink, and it like clicks down over your shoulders.
Just make a sex ride, like Ooh. Built for that purpose, kind of a thing. Make a whole amusement park just of amusement.
Ooh, that sounds good. Well, when I came, I was getting frustrated because I started in the bedroom and then I finished out here, and I just once I finally came, it was pretty loud. And it was for an extended period of time. Well, a couple minutes, but whatever. But yeah, I think the neighbors kind of caught it. Anywho. Oh, everybody. I'm getting sleepy. So I'm going to go. But make sure you go to kinkykatieradio.com for all of your Kinky Katie Radio needs. Check me out on Facebook, Kinky Katie Radio. Of course, you see the pattern. I say that all the time. All right, guys, everybody, if I don't see you, if something happens, God forbid, I love you all. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for subscribing. Kisses on your pink parts.
I like tacos and burritos.